We'll call the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Welcome to the first day. Well into the second week, it's still our first day. And with that, we'll see if we have a quorum. It does appear we do, but Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, McCracken, McNinney, Moore, Olson, Schoenbeck, Sutton, Koskin, Bogue. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Okay, with that, we don't have a huge audience here, but more for committee information. We will apply the uniform cell rule in here too. So, and per the label on my phone, it's etiquette mode, not manner mode. So we'll just call it the either off or vibrate. For those that will be coming later, obviously we would like anyone testifying on the bills to get signed in for accurate minutes later. And handouts, make sure that you, if you have them, you have enough and that you provide them to the pages and the pages will distribute them. I don't know that we need to go through a lot of other formalities this morning. We'll get to those and remind everybody as we get to it. The one question I would like to start with is whether the committee members would like to use the name placards or would prefer to leave them in the round filing system in Nancy's office.
Do you know everybody?
I think I know. Okay. Senator Olson is special this morning, so we'll. With that, I don't know that. And since everyone, I'm sure, has been waiting anxiously to find out, yes, Faith won all of their games last night.
All of them?
Yes. The junior high boys beat Shiny Go Butte, and the varsity JV teams beat Dupree. So. Actually, it was a pretty well-attended game. It was close for a while, too. For a while. Okay, with that, let's jump into today's agenda and start with Senate Bill 71, an act to revise the voting requirements for certain actions taken by the Board of Adjustment. Welcome to State Affairs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm pleased and delighted to be your first bill on the first day of your State Affairs session. I hope that you'll agree with me that Senate Bill 71 says...
Senator Dempster, could we have you identify yourself?
Yes.
Well,
sometimes I'm not too
the
certain.
The farmer from Millette County, apparently.
My name is Tom Dempster, State Senator from District 9.
Welcome,
thank you,
Senator Dempster.
Much. Thank you very much. Senate Bill 71, and I hope you'll agree with me, is a bill that says, that doesn't really quite make sense. Let's just fix it. Counties and cities, as part of their planning and zoning responsibilities, each have the ability to put into place a board of adjustment. City and county elected officials can themselves sit as this board of adjustment. They can have their planning and zoning board sit as that board of adjustment, or they can appoint a special board of adjustment. These boards grant variances on zoning ordinances. Now in counties, whether the commissioners sit, or whether the planning and zoning board sits, or whether the special appointed board sits, it takes a two-thirds vote to act. But in cities, if the city council sits as the board, it's a two-thirds vote. But if the Board of Adjustment is the Planning Commission or the specially appointed commission, it takes a three-quarters vote. We don't think that that makes sense, and this bill says let's make it uniform across the board and that all of the boards, whether appointed, whether the planning and zoning, or whether it be the elected officials, that it take a two-thirds vote uniformly to act.
Thank you, Senator Dempster. Any questions from the committee? Yes, Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Mr. Senator Dempster, do you know when this law was enacted with the three-fourths, what kind of history it has?
I do not know. I suspect there may be another proponent that may help us.
Thank you.
Are you hoping there's another proponent?
Just Just a little bit.
Okay. Further questions from the committee? Seeing no further questions, are there further proponents on Senate Bill 71? Further proponents? And the cavalry is to the rescue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and I think Senator Dempster has pretty much plumbed the depths of this bill. It does exactly what he says it does. This particular statute was enacted in 1927, last amended in 1975. It comes before you because the Planning Association, which is the planners and zoners who do this professionally across the state, have for years asked us to bring forward bills that make planning and zoning laws readable, consistent, and easier to follow and easier to understand for the citizens. And so this is just one tiny swipe at doing that this year.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none. Further proponents on Senate Bill 71? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents on Senate Bill 71? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close then to committee action and our discussion on Senate Bill 71. Yes.
Second.
We have a do-pass motion from Senator Abdallah, second from Senator Schoenbeck. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah. Aye. McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Koskinen.
Aye.
Vogt.
Aye.
9 yeas, no nays.
Second.
We have a consent motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Any objection? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Right. Senate Bill 71, our first bill up and down, will go out on this, you're welcome, on the consent calendar.
Do you remember opponent testimony?
Yes, I did. And since the room is so crowded, I can understand why you would be concerned that they may not have had a chance to reach the podium in time. Moving on then.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Schoenbeck.
Personal privilege.
Yes.
I'd like to know how much your daughter is getting a tooth on that little face job I'm looking at there. That's got to be at least 4 teeth. That should be worth $10 a piece.
Actually, I think it's only 2, isn't it? But she was singing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. It made eating Christmas candy a lot more interesting. Oh, she's embarrassed. You're in trouble.
She's whistling for you to go, Dad.
It was a different dad, yes. We'll all have a chance with the Schoenbeck staff later. Moving on in the agenda then, Senate Bill 73, an act to allow certain federally activated military personnel to be issued replacement elk hunting licenses. Senator Olson. Yes, you can do it from there if you wish.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is a Homer bill. It involves a young man in Aurora County who was waiting for his elk license, finally drew it, and was deployed to Iraq. And his uncle visited with me, and I visited with Mr. Hansen from Game Fish and Parks. And my hope is that certainly it is a military perk. I think it's well-earned and deserved. And the gist of the bill is simply that if one would draw a license and become activated and deployed, that they would be reinstated with a license the following season, or if they were deactivated and available to take part of the season they were comfortable with, they would be able to hunt and maybe harvest their elk during that particular season. So with that, I would end my testimony, and I don't know why I'm so nervous in our first meeting, but be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator Olson. I appreciate that. Any questions for Senator Olson?
Forget me.
Please run your questions for Senator Olson back through the chair.
Well, I was just asking Senator Olson why he took his name plate down before he testified.
Okay.
I smell a rat.
Any legitimate questions for Senator Olson? Any questions? Seeing none, Further proponents on Senate Bill 73?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Doug Hansen, Director of the Division of Wildlife for Game, Fish, and Parks. We're in support of the bill. We think it's the right thing to do. These are elk licenses are a pretty hot ticket in South Dakota. You only have the chance to apply once in 10 years. And under the circumstances like this, it's not going to happen very often. But when it does, we think that it would be good to honor that license so that the returning soldier can have that opportunity without having to go back into the draw. So we think it's also good to clarify that this authority does exist and we can do that. So, happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, we stand in support of the bill as written.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Questions? Yes, Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hansen, you mentioned every 10 years, that's the drawing outside of the park. What if they drew inside the park, which is once in a lifetime?
Yes, that would be right. I was referring specifically to the Black Hills, which this will
okay, thank you, Mr. Hansen. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Applied
to. Further questions? Seeing none, thank you. Further proponents on Senate Bill 73? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Giving plenty of time to make sure they get to the podium. No. Seeing none. Closing the committee action and our discussion on Senate Bill 73. Yes, Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is probably the only time I'll ever get.
Can you use your microphone, Senator Abdallah? Thank you.
This is probably the only time I'll get the support when it's Senator Olson's bill, so I'll move to pass.
Second.
We have Senator Abdallah has moved to pass on Senate Bill 73. Senator McCracken has seconded that motion. Is there discussion on the do pass motion? Any discussion? Seeing none, we will go to a vote. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And Secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNeely.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Olson. Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
9 yeas, no nays.
That motion is passed, and Bill 73 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Yes, Senator Koskin.
Move consent.
We have a consent motion from Senator Koskin, second from Senator Schoenbeck. Discussion on that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Senate Bill 73 will also go to the floor on the consent calendar. With that, that concludes today's agenda. Please leave your binders for Nancy. The pages will pick those up. Hopefully, we will have some additional bills assigned to us to work on.
I can take the ones waiting to ag committee.
You'll please check your postings, and we'll if we do get bills, we will assign those to the committee for Friday. Otherwise, you'll get to sleep in on Friday morning. I would entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion from Senator McCracken, second from Senator Koskin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.